This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Take a Man podcast. Dan Pizzuta with us today. Logan Paulson, of course, there. Craig Hoffman here. And Dan, you wrote the FTN Almanac's Commanders chapter this season. So you watched a lot of film. I know you think about the Commanders all the time because you had a radio hit every Thursday during the season. So you spent plenty of time watching the Commanders last year to make sure that you came on our show and knew what you were talking about. What was the most interesting thing in like having the separation from the season and thinking about previewing their 2025? What's like the place that you started in that, and whether it wound up being the actual first thing you wrote about, but from a thought process standpoint, where did you start?
One of the things that was interesting was kind of what did and didn't work in the offense, because I think that is one thing that, I have nothing to do with the projection. So I kind of write off of them a little bit, and that kind of, you know, does influence how the chapter goes. But this is an offense that I think a lot of people would kind of expect some regression from because of how good it was in some unsustainable things that we would say. Like this, the Commanders had the fourth best fourth down DVOA that we've ever tracked. And
I'm honestly surprised it was that low because the percentage was so high.
It was that low too.
I was like, it's fourth. Like, who the hell was first, second, and third?
Yeah. Well, so of the teams that, you know, were high, you know, the Commanders had 25. The team that is in first place is the 2012 Seahawks. They only went for it 17 times. 2012 Buffalo went for it 8 times. So like we are in very different, time for this to be high volume and also high efficiency. But again, it kind of goes back to, you know, some of the other things. They were kind of optimized for, you know, these fourth downs that they were able to convert. But because of that, I do still think there were some things on, you know, first and second down that we will see improve a little bit. So I do think there is a lot for this offense that there's development that I think is going to potentially come with some of the passing and some of the openings and in structure that is going to help in first and second down, where they're probably not going to get to as many third and fourth downs. That is going to, I think, at least counterbalance some of the regression that we'll probably see. This probably is not going to be a historically good fourth down unit again, but I don't think they'll have to rely on that quite as often. So, you know, finding the balance there was something that I kind of dug into for the first part of this chapter.
So what did you settle on is like the, I don't want you to give away your chapter because people should go read it, but like, what were the things that you kind of said like that are going to make them more efficient on first and second down? Like, what are the variables? Are you looking at play calling? Are you looking at personnel? And like, and how do you apply those different things to kind of get to the assumption that, hey, we're not going to need as many third downs or fourth downs as we were last year?
Yeah, it was, It is a little bit of all of that. And I think, still think, you know, early downs, the, you know, the straight drop back passing game wasn't, you know, the greatest. I still think there are, you know, ways that Jaden Daniels could potentially, you know, develop in processing a little bit. I think, you know, scrambling was such a big part of his game, which, again, like we talked about earlier, is great. Again, that was, he had one of the best scrambling seasons we've ever tracked by a lot of, you know, I think, you know, DYAR and DVOA. So I don't think that's going to be as reliable, but you know, those at best, those were, you know, 7 yard gains or 12 yard gains. Those are great. But I think if you can come with some of the, you know, explosive passing plays, I think that is going to help. One thing that I did come into, I won't like go into the full numbers, but, when writing the chapter, I came away more optimistic about what Deebo Samuel can do as the, you know, second receiver, than I was initially when this trade happened. Cause I think we kind of look at Deebo Samuel's, you know, 2024 season as a down season. I think what gets overlooked a lot is he had pneumonia in the middle of the season that he did not recover from. And his pneumonia kind of happened at the same time that Brandon Ayuk got hurt. So before both of those things happened, he was having a pretty good start to the season, where he was able to, you know, win against zone coverage like we kind of expected him to be. The yards after the catch were still there. And then kind of when things really shifted for the 49ers, that's when things got worse. So as he is now going to be in that, you know, number two role, I think going to be schemed up well with a lot of the screens and things, which I think was already good last year. I am now more optimistic that there is a better second option in this passing game than there was last year, which I think is going to help, you know, some of the early down efficiency also.
When you look at how important Terry is, like, that's the big discussion here right now because of the contract. And I was talking about this on the radio show the other day, and I was like, well, let me pull up the EPA numbers. And I forgot, was surprised to possibly learn for the first time. The only receiver that had a better EPA per play, better total EPA in the entire NFL last year was Amon-Ra St. Brown. Also, Amon-Ra St. Brown's EPA last year was something like a Wayne Gretzky record. It is so far and away better than everyone else. He was in the 90s. Terry's was second at like 68 total EPA, which is just preposterous. But clearly, like, Terry himself matters a lot. What did you find on the McLaurin front, and how does that make you think about what both his representation and Adam Peters is thinking about right now, which is what his new contract should look like?
Yeah, I mean, they should pay him like yesterday. I don't really know what they're waiting for. Yeah.
Unless his reps are asking for something actually insane.
Yeah.
Which might be happening.
You know, maybe like the receiver market has definitely exploded more relative to other, other positional markets to have. So there probably is some a little bit, but yeah, for him to really be the only like true deep threat also was, I think, you know, something that probably took some of his value down a little bit because there wasn't the same amount of, you know, short intermediate targets that we see from some other, you know, number one type receivers. So for him to be acting kind of as the catch all for some of these it put a lot on his plate. And I think he was, you know, so good. And the way he was able to kind of move around a little bit later in the year, we kind of talked about that during the season, how every week it kind of seemed like there was a new layer coming out to this offense. And by the end of the year, it was, you know, McLaurin wasn't just lining up outside to the left, like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was when Cliff was in Arizona. So I think, you know, just having him on the field be that dominant, it absolutely is something that matters for Washington.
Interesting. I have kind of a big picture question that it bothered me for weeks, months, maybe. I was talking to Craig about it earlier, like this offseason. And like, the thing is, like, you alluded to it a little bit. Like, they seem like a team that operated in the tail of the bell curve, right? Like, they were extreme. Like, they were extreme in terms of explosive plays. Like, they're like number four in terms of, you know, explosive plays over 50 yards, but they're also 24th in terms of like your normal conventional explosive plays, right? Their fourth down percentage, Jaden Daniels completion percentage, their third down percentage. Do you think that kind of getting this offense like to the mean, like they've done enough to kind of get back to like a playoff caliber team? Cause like I saw something in Vegas has them as like 8-8 or 8-8, whatever they are, right? like I don't even know if that's enough wins, but whatever the
nine,
new thing
I think,
is, right?
I think they're like 8.5 or something like that. Yeah. So like a 9-8 type of team, or an 8-9 type of team.
And so have they done enough to get back to being in the playoffs, given the fact that they operated so much in the tail last year? It feels weird. It feels like they need to get better at being normal, if that makes sense. And can they do it?
No, that definitely makes sense. And I think that is, you know, the right way to put it. I will say, because I was on with Adam Chaus earlier, and he said it, so I'll say here, we do have Washington as the favorite in the NFC East.
Wow, look at you. Yeah, you're on the right podcast. Bro. On the right podcast.
So, like, I wrote the Eagles chapter also. So, like, you know, part of that is there's a lot of turnover for the Eagles on defense, right? So, as much as we do expect them to be, we have the Eagles as one of the most like well-rounded teams in the league. They're like top 10 in DVOA for projected in all three phases, but they're you know eighth, seventh. You know, they're borderline top 10. So. For the Eagles, we're not expecting them to once again like be the number one defense in the league, and they also have one of the hardest schedules. And I think that, you know, just is just enough. So for Washington, we do project this offense to still be good. And like you said, I think there are things, you know, from the schematics that I think just from, you know, Jaden Daniels' ability to be, you know, a year two guy, have another year under his belt. I just personally am optimistic from the progression that we saw from that offense throughout the year. If it was just a static offense throughout the year and they were just really relying on, you know, Jaden Daniels bailing them out sometimes, which they did, I would be a little more pessimistic, but I do think there is a kind of a linear progression of things they were continually adding to the offense to make it better. But with the offensive line, I think that is certainly, you know, they really made an effort to do that. And I think that is certainly something where I think they could have easily stood pat and be like, we were able to get around this last year. I think we can still do this. So, you know, they did put a lot into it. Now, I'm not sure how much of an upgrade it is, but the fact that they did look at some of those pieces and thought at least, you know, we're going to raise the floor here and then hopefully still be able to coach around it. I do think that is, you know, what's going to help. And so are the projections also are really big on the defense just going to average, which would be a significant improvement from last year, which I think that might be a very optimistic, you know, projection too. But if, you know, some things do work, the interior pressure helps. I think the secondary right now, I do think has a higher floor than it did last year, where you just kind of couldn't cover anybody. You know, Marshawn Lattimore doesn't have to be, you know, the best cornerback by DVOA, which he was like in his early half of the season with New Orleans last year. But I think just kind of having pieces that fit together where there's not a very significant weak link, you know, outside of edge rusher. But I do think they can scheme around that a little bit with some of the more fun things they can do for Frankie Louvu. If you're not in so many third and longs last year, you know, when they were in third and long, they did a lot of fun, creative things like going back to the film. There was a lot of very fun, you know, Frankie Louvu blitzes, but they weren't good on third and long at all because somebody was always open. So, you know, some of those, you know, cool pressures that we would kind of look at and be able to, so for some other teams that would, you know, really matter and get to the quarterback was just able to get the ball out because the coverage wasn't there. So if this defense can be somewhere around average, we do expect this offense to counteract some of the, you know, unsustainable things with some natural development. And yeah, we do have them as the slight favorite to win the division.
I can't wait for Eagles fans to get mad. I'm so excited. So when you talk about the defense, it's funny because I think the philosophy is kind of the same. It's like, we need to be way better on first and second down and like be way more normal. And if we can not be really bad against the run, like the edge rusher stuff, the coverage stuff, like it won't matter as much. And we hopefully made that a little bit better. Obviously the Fowler missing piece is big considering the production that he had from a sack standpoint. But Logan and I have talked about this a lot and I don't want to like lead the witness too much, so to speak, but like, where does the solidity of the projections come from and how much do you buy into the fact that this defense can be at least average in 2025-26?
Yeah, I think it does kind of stem from not being like a league worst run defense. And, you know, having some more of that interior, you know, bulked up, which I think it should help. you know, so if you're not getting gashed up the middle in the way they were, you do have, you know, a second and long now might be a thing that you get to, which they weren't really right. getting to all that often. So that helps in some third downs too. So I think, you know, being more sound against the run certainly helps. I do think we like their corner additions. I do think a healthy Marshon Lattimore is going to help. I like Trey Omos a lot. I think being able to move Sandersill into the slot is definitely going to, I think that is, you know, in addition by just kind of moving some pieces around, having him play his more natural position. So I just do think there is a lot there where I think we just don't expect them to be so bad at a lot of things, which I do think just kind of, you know, incrementally does make them better at some of the other things we should expect them to be good at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sounds good to me. Let's be good on first and second down. Logan, that's going to be the theme of the season on this podcast. Like, go Commanders, be good on first and second down. Everything else will work out.
On both sides of the ball.
Yeah. On both sides of the ball. Some decent running, some very good run stopping, and maybe it'll be less of an adventure. Because, man, winning by on the last play, that's super fun. Last drive, that's super fun when you do it all the time. It's just the doing it all the time part that seems kind of hard. Dan Pizzuta, you can read the FTN Almanac. Dan, do you guys have a drop date for that?
Monday. Coming out Monday.
Logan, you have the rest of with July us. Planned. You get to read the FTN Almanac.
You get to read the Almanac.
There's a lot of info in there. So you can check out the Commander stuff that DP wrote, as well as apparently Eagles. How many other chapters did you do? You do the whole NFC East?
No. So I did three NFC East teams. And so I did Commanders, Eagles, Cowboys, and the Ravens.
Nice. That's a fun group of teams. How do you try to put a statistical, barometer or wrapping around George Pickens?
I think that the thing with Pickens is it does open up Dallas in a way that we kind of haven't seen, right? I think one of the things that Dallas really lacked was kind of juice on the outside, probably like since Amari Cooper or Brandon Cook. So when you do have someone like Dak, who is already a quarterback, is going to throw some tight windows. If you have an offense that is now so condensed because there is no vertical juice, that is kind of what you have at the first half of the 2024 season when that offense just wasn't looking good. You know, their head coach now is the offensive coordinator who is overseeing that. So there's, you know, some give and take there.
Yeah.
But I do think it is overall probably, you know, Pickens is going to be a plus addition. I think it is a skill set that they did need. you know,
do you have a crash out analytics metric for
George Pickens? What happens when the juice is spiked?
Yeah, what happens? You know what I'm saying? That's what Craig's worried about. Craig's worried about, like, 100% crash out rating.
I mean, yeah, that's the statistical, like, put that in AI. How often is George Pickens crashed out? Always. Always.
So that's kind of one of the things I enjoy the most out of the Almanac, is because, like, we don't have numbers for that, but we do have really good writing that is going to like kind of walk through that. So yeah. That's one of the fun things of the chapter. That's kind of one of the things I enjoy doing is, you know, we do get the numbers that does shape kind of how we're feeling about these chapters. But then we go into a lot of detail, try to add a lot of context to why these numbers are saying what they do. And I think that's one of the reasons why this is, I think, the best way you can, you know, get ready for a season league-wide.
Shots, get on a crash out stat. Come on, you invented DVOA. We need a George Pickens crash out rating. Dan Pizzuta, everybody. We'll be back on Monday with another mailbag. We do have some room for a couple of questions, so if you want to hit us, HoffmanShow.com is the easiest place, or on Instagram at Hoffman.sports or Logan_Paulson82. DP, anywhere else we want to send folks for where they can find things that you're doing at the moment?
Check out the Almanac. That's kind of what I've been doing for the past like 2 months. It's a lot of work that goes into there. The Blue Sky, mostly just Dan Pizzuta, pretty much anywhere. It's a fairly unique name. So yeah, I got full Carpancho over that everywhere.
I saw a great meme the other day that was like, you talk to Gen Z kids and it's like, oh, what's your Gmail? It's like, my name. And it's like, wow, you're so old. It's like, yeah, I was there when the thing was invented. Anyway, Dan Pizzuta, everybody, with us here on Taking It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.